It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, yes it is, and it's coming now.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, good Sunday morning, everybody. It's time to pray. This is the Lord's Day, and we're going to pray as we prepare to go to the house of the Lord. Today, David said, "I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord." And one of the tremendous privileges we have today is to be able to go to our local churches, our local houses of worship, and seek the Lord, hear a word from God, and be of great encouragement. So, we're preparing to go to church this morning on this first day of the week, the Lord's Day. And so let's prepare to seek the Lord as we get ready to go to church. And so, here's my friend Noel Richards, and he's going to lead us in praise and worship today. Hosanna to the King. Let's magnify the Lord on this Sunday morning. worship you, Lord. You are Hosanna. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we worship you today. And we say, bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits, who forgives all of our iniquities, who heals all of our diseases, who redeems our life from destruction, who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalms 103. What a privilege to be able to serve as a prayer leader in your life on this Sunday morning. And today, we're going to pray together. And we are going to pray as Jesus taught us to pray when he said these words.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be
prayer, the model prayer, the disciples' prayer, my friend Big John Hall singing that song. And so today we're going to pray according to the way that Jesus taught us to pray in Matthew chapter 6 when he said, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And so we come this morning declaring that God, our Father, is the only God in heaven or in earth, and that He is Jehovah God. He is Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness. He is Jehovah Makedesh, our sanctification. He is Jehovah Shammah, our presence. He is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And He is Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. He's Jehovah Nissi, our banner, our victory, our rear guard. He is our Father God, which art in heaven, and we hallow His name. We declare today that Jesus is His Son, and we come this morning boldly into the presence of Jehovah God by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus. Philippians 2, 9 and 10 says, "Therefore, God has highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow of things in earth, things in heaven, and things under the earth." That name is Jesus. I want us to take a few moments today to worship Him. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. And we that have come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, the one that came, bled, and died on a cruel cross and rose again on the third day, His name is Jesus Christ. And He gave His life for us. And to that, we're very thankful and grateful today. And so, I want us to spend some time worshiping Him. There is no higher form of our servitude to God. There's no higher form than just to worship the Lord. And could we take some time here on this Sunday morning, this Lord's Day, to spend some time worshiping Him whose name is Jesus? And now here's my 11-year-old friend, Mallory Shannon. She's going to sing a song written by another friend of mine, Jim Wagey. And it just simply talks about the name of Jesus. Let's worship the Lord this morning.
There is not a name more beautiful. There is not a name more precious to me. There is not a name more holy than Your name, Jesus, Your name. There is not a name more wonderful. There is not a name more righteous than Yours. There is not a name more worthy than Your name, Jesus, Your name. For all that You are, Lord, I am so grateful to You. And all that I am, I'll give up for You. Your name is more precious than marvelous. There is not a name more pleasant to me. There is not a name more mighty than Your name. For all that You are, Lord, I am so grateful to You. And all that I am,
worship you on this Sunday morning, this Lord's Day, for you are worthy to be praised, and you are worthy to be worshiped. So we just worship you today. We pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So let's pray first of all today that the will of God be done in our own individual lives. You must understand that God has a special plan for your life according to Jeremiah 29. He said, I know the plans that I have for you, plans of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And so we have a tremendous hope today, the hope that maketh not ashamed, as we pray his will be done in our lives. So I want to give you just a few moments to spend some personal time with the Lord, seeking his will, plan, and purpose for your life, and listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit speak to you. And so let's just take a few moments of quiet time to pray the will of God be done in your life and the will of God be done in members of your family. Lord, we just pray your will, plan, and purpose be done in our lives today, members of our family today, here on this Sunday morning, the first day of the week. And I want to thank you because you hear and you answer our prayer. You said in your word, the eyes of the Lord upon the righteous, his ears are open to their prayers. And so we know that you hear us today. Next of all, we want to pray that the will of God be done in each of our pastors. And so, you as my prayer partners, I want you to pray this morning that the will of God be done in your pastor, pastors who are at this very moment preparing to minister to you and to your family. Serving as a pastor for 23 years, I certainly understand the tremendous responsibility that each pastor carries on a daily basis. You must understand also that your pastor and his wife are at the very forefront of Satan's attack on the church. The Bible says in Zechariah 13:7, strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. So today I want us to pray for our pastors. I'm so thankful today for my pastor, Bob Nichols, who along with his wife Joy has served Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas since 1964. What a faithful man. And I've asked him today, my pastor, to pray for your pastor and the pastors across America today. So now here's my pastor, Bob Nichols.
Thank you, Dale Gentry. It's an honor to join you today. This is Pastor Bob Nichols, pastor of Calvary Cathedral International in Fort Worth, Texas. And I just consider this a high honor to pray in faith, believing with Dale Gentry today, with this pastor and pastors in churches across America. We love and believe in Dale and Jean Gentry. We are so blessed to have partnered with Dale and Jean through these years and to be their pastors. In 1995, God used Dale Gentry to found what we call the Power Tower here in Calvary Cathedral International in Fort Worth. 24 hours a day, people are praying around the clock, and God is working in a supernatural way. In that prayer room is the pulpit of Jonathan Edwards, that great man of God who preached sinners in the hands of an angry God. And that wasn't the only message he preached, but many other wonderful, powerful messages. He was part of that wave of revival in his day and hour. And I believe in that same spirit, Dale Gentry has come to this church, and this church will never be the same again. Over 625,000 prayer requests have been received in the Power Tower. And one of those requests is, we're believing God that wherever Dale Gentry goes, that a fire of God will be ignited, and hell's gates cannot stop that fire. We're going to pray together at this moment. I want us to pray, and I want us to believe God, remembering that change comes through prayer. I want to say that again. Change comes through prayer. Let us pray together in faith, believing. Father, according to David's cry in Psalms 85:6, we pray, revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee. O God, send spiritual revival to this pastor and church and pastors and churches across America. We cry for spiritual revival and, yes, even prosperity in our churches as we remember 3 John 2. I would that you prosper and be in health, even as your souls prosper. We pray for healing in a world that is battling so much sickness. We remember that by the stripes of Jesus we were and we are healed. We pray for financial blessings and financial miracles in this church and churches across America. We claim favor with God and man in this ministry and in this church. Lord, we cry for wisdom, the wisdom that Jesus has already provided through Calvary's finished work. The wisdom that Solomon cried out for so long ago. We release a spirit of prayer and the rewards that come to people who dare to pray according to 2 Chronicles 7:14. Lord, you promised, on this rock I'll build my church and hell's gates shall not stop it. We cry for honesty and moral purity in all of our churches. Oh God, heal our land and anoint your servant, Dale Gentry, with fresh oil and new wine. May he preach and prophesy stronger than before. We call for signs, wonders, and miracles in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for spiritual revival from coast to coast and border to border in the United States of America, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Pastor Bob Nichols, my pastor from Fort Worth, Texas. And that church, of course, hosts the Power Tower. As Pastor Bob Nichols said, a church has been praying around the clock 24/7 since 1995. If you have a special prayer request, you can call the Power Tower, and the number is 817-332-4284. I also want to take time this very moment to pray for the pastor's companion. I know that she carries a tremendous responsibility with the man of God. And don't forget to pray for their children. And also, we just ask blessings upon the pastor's wife, the pastor's companion. And we also pray right now for the different leaders of the local church. We call their names in prayer at this very moment and ask you, Holy Spirit, to lead and guide and direct them as you would have them to be. And so we are thankful for the local church. Jesus said, on this rock I'll build my church. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. And so we speak blessings upon the church, upon the leadership of the church, and you that are praying with me today, we just speak blessings on you in whatever area or arena that you're involved in your local church. If you don't have a local church, we just pray that the Holy Spirit will lead and guide and direct you to a church that's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And now, let's just take a few moments to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit as we meditate on His Word and as we spend time in prayer and just praying for your pastor and the leaders of your church. And now as we continue to spend time in the presence of the Holy Spirit, let's continue to worship God. Here's my friend Martin Smith and Delirious, and they're going to sing about the majesty of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So as we continue to spend time in prayer, let's continue to worship God with Martin Smith and Delirious.
Majesty. Thank you. covered by your grace, so free. Here I am, knowing I'm a sinful man, covered by the blood of the Lamb. And there I found the greatest love of all. Is mine since you laid down your life, the greatest sacrifice. Sing out, Majesty, Majesty, your grace has found. Just as I am, empty-handed, but alive in your hand. So here I am, humble by the love that you give, forgiven so that I can forgive.
We just worship you. We honor you. We honor your majesty today. You are worthy to be praised. You are the King of Kings, and you are the Lord of Lords. You're my Savior, and you're my soon coming King. And Father, we just pray right now that you would forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And Lord, we declare today that we are determined to walk in love and forgiveness. Forgive us of our sins, first of all. Forgive us for those things that we have done wrong. Any lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life. Cleanse us by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father, while you are forgiving us of our sins, we declare that we will forgive those who have sinned against us. Those people that have hurt us, abused us, misused us, done us wrong. Lord, we declare that we're walking in love and forgiveness. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we declare that love never gives up. Love is always patient and kind. Love is not jealous. Love cares more for others than for self. Love does not envy others. Love does not want what it doesn't have. Love does not strut. Love is not boastful or proud. Love does not have a swelled head. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. Love is not selfish. Love is not rude. Love does not demand its own way. Love is not always me first. Love is not offended. Love is not easily provoked. Love does not fly off the handle. Love does not hold grudges. Love does not keep score. Love endures all things. Love does not rejoice in unrighteousness. Love rejoices in the truth. Love always looks for the best. Love endures whatever comes. Love never quits. Love never looks back. Love always keeps going. Love always trusts. And love is loyal. And we declare today that we are going to walk in love and forgiveness. And so, Father, we ask that you forgive us of our sin as we forgive those who sinned against us. And, Father, we also not only repent of our own sins today, but we repent for the sins of our nation, the United States of America. For you said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, you said you would hear from heaven. You would forgive their sin and heal their land. So I set myself in agreement this morning with the prayers in this nation, the prayers that have joined me here on this Sunday morning, asking you, God, to forgive us of our wicked ways. Forgive us of our sins. We know the major problem in this nation is not an economic problem or a governmental problem or an addiction problem. But the major problem in America is a sin problem. The United States has become polluted with wickedness, and God is calling, I believe today, He's calling for repentance. And as citizens of this nation, with the awesome privilege to repent on behalf of the United States. For Daniel 9:20 says, while I was repenting of my sins and the sins of my nation. And so we have the opportunity to repent of our sins and the sins of this nation. And so on this Sunday morning, would you join me in asking God to forgive us of our sins in this land? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Lord, forgive us for our lust, our immorality, our perversion, our greed, our idolatry, our unbelief, for shedding innocent blood, dishonoring fathers and mothers. Forgive us for taking prayer out of the schools, out of the homes, and out of the church. We do not pray for justice today, God, but we pray for mercy. We give a mercy cry on behalf of this nation that we love so much. And Father God, I pray that you would send a spiritual awakening to the United States of America. Send a spiritual awakening to the land, to this nation. Lord, it's time to seek your face. And so, would you just take a few moments to join me in repenting for the sins of our nation, any sin that you would like to name, anything that you would like to say to the Lord. Let's just take a few moments to do that on this Sunday morning. Would you agree at this moment with me in prayer for 1,000 churches to pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening? After leading prayer at the White House several years ago, the Holy Spirit spoke these words to me, and he said to me, mobilize 1,000 churches to pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. The power of 1,000 churches praying weekly, if not daily, can turn this nation back to Christ. If you'd like to be involved, if you'd like for your church to be involved, you can go to our website, www.dalegentry.com. There's a registration form there, and you can get involved with us in praying for a major revival in every major city, another spiritual awakening. And now, Father God, we pray for our president and his family. Would you just join me in praying for our president, asking God to protect them, watch over them, that he would give our president favor, give him wisdom, that godly men and women would surround him, that he would hear the right voices so that he can make the right choices, that he will not listen to wrong voices and make wrong choices. So let's pray for our president right now, the president of the United States of America. Let's now pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Give us this day our daily bread. Why don't you tell the Lord exactly what you have need of today? And remember to be very specific. Remember, the Bible says, the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have not because we ask not. So let's make our needs known at this very moment. The needs we have today on this Sunday morning. Now, what we're praying today, give us this day our daily bread. I want us to do something that I've done for many years now. I want us to make our faith declarations. I believe there is power in the tongue. In fact, Jesus himself said, that we are either justified by our words or we are condemned by our words. And so let's take time today to speak with our mouth the following declarations. And I'll make these declarations with you each and every day because I believe they're so very, very important. And I would like for you to just take this opportunity to say or repeat these declarations with me today. Would you do that? Somebody say, today's a good day. Today is a beautiful day. Today's a marvelous day. Today is a happy day. God made it for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm going over and not going under. God did not bring me this far to let me down. God did not bring me this far to let me drown. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to be a strong finisher. I know how to blow the charge. I don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat's not an option. If God be for me, who can be against me? Nobody. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Today's a good day. I have choices to make today. I can be sad. I can be mad. Or I can be glad. I choose to be glad. Happiness is a choice. I choose to be happy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And today is the happiest day of my life. Today is a good day. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed when I rise up. I'm blessed when I lie down. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the country. I'm blessed, and I'm a blessing. Today's a good day. Today is a healthy day. Today's a prosperous day. I can do what God says I can do. I can go where God says I can go. I can say what God says I can say. I can have what God says I can have. I can be what God says I can be. I can start what God says I can start. I can finish what God says I can finish. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. Today's a good day. Wonderful day. Blessed day. Healthy day, safe day. God's setting things up for me today. Divine appointments, divine connections, Holy Spirit setups. My steps are ordered by the Lord. New season, new opportunities, new peace. New joy, new relationships, new confidence, new favor, new health, new wealth, new prosperity, new dreams, new visions, new beginnings. Today's a good day. Blessed day. Happy day. I declare that all is well today. All is well in my life. All is well in my family. All is well in my future. All is well in my finances. All is well in my health. All is well in my emotions. All is well in my finances. All is well in my family. All is well in my church. All is well in my city. Today's a good day. Blessed day. Happy day. TGIS. Thank God it's Sunday. Father, we are so thankful and grateful for all of your blessings today, all that you've done for us and all that you've meant to us. And we pray now that you would lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We have on our spiritual armor today, according to Ephesians chapter 6. And we pray your edge of protection, O God, about our families. We pray your edge of protection over our nation. We pray your edge of protection over our church. And we say, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And so we declare on this Sunday morning that we truly are victorious in our faith walk with Jesus Christ, and that we are a part of a church that is a mighty church, a powerful church. And we're delighted to have been chosen to be a part of this major prayer army across America who is praying for revival in this nation, another spiritual awakening, agreeing together that America is going to once again turn back to Christ. Remember, the most powerful force in this nation is a people who prays. And so let's pray, America. Thank you for praying with me this past hour. I trust that you'll have a great Sunday, worshiping your God, spending time with your family, and enjoying the blessings of God. And so, thank you for praying with me today. I'll be back to pray with you in the morning, same time, same place. So, we just say, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. God bless you and have a great day.
Thanks for praying with Dale Gentry for another spiritual awakening in this nation. Your prayers are making a difference. For more information on how you and your church can be a vital part of this national prayer network, go to our website at www.dalegentry.com and fill out the registration form. Let's pray, America.